Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the benchmark test. Is the Chiefs offense for real? I'll be honest. I didn't think it was fair to move the goalpost on the Ravens game because they played a nearly perfect game of offense. But let's also look at it in the mirror a little bit. The Ravens are making everyone look like Tom Brady in the middle of his 16-0 regular season. He's got people look at CJ Stroud carved him up yesterday. The week before was Mahomes. It doesn't matter the opponent. The Ravens are letting every single quarterback do absolute numbers against them. So for a team that is fourth in the NFL in points per game in the Jags, get good pressure, are mostly healthy. I know the reports are from Ian Rappaport that Trayvon Walker is unlikely to play
right. The
game tonight. They are mostly healthy with most of their weapons and have been consistently one of the better defenses in the NFL from most metrics. This is the test. Is your offense good with Worthy? Is it okay? And look, there can still be improvement with Rice, but was what I saw last week at least partially true? I'm looking at this game like that tonight.
It is a confirmation game, and I get it. You know, there's some people that are 100% all in what they saw against the Ravens, and it's good to go, offense full go, never looking back, all that. And that might be the case, but I understand there's probably a huge chunk of not just Chiefs fans, but I know nationally because we've heard it. We've played clips of it. We've seen it for the last week post-Ravens game. People said, all right. That's just the Ravens team that had 8 starters out and all that kind of stuff. So they have an opportunity tonight to show that, no, with Worthy on the field, that is what our offense is capable of.
We're dangerous
again. And wait till all of a sudden Rashee Rice is part of this thing and this offense is going to be one of the better offenses in football. That's what tonight has a chance to be. Now, ultimately, just find a way to win the football game, right? We're all on the same page there.
Yeah, I agree.
But in terms of feeling like the offense truly has put everything else behind them, tonight's a big one for that. Also knowing for people to feel better about what's to come, because this next game, which is less than a week away now, the Lions are playing on Sunday Night Football against Kansas City, and we know what their offense is capable of doing. If you talk about needing to get in a shootout or whatever, that Lions offense, all the worry after week one looks silly. That offense is fully good to go in Detroit again. They got everything working. So I look at tonight, you said it, like a prove it game, confirmation game, however you want to phrase it. I totally am on the same page. And I think most people are as well. Just show that last week wasn't a fluke. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, I look at their opponents so far this year, the Chargers, who they faced 8th best points per game defense after giving up some points the last couple of weeks. They had previously been number 1. They obviously will face, as we mentioned, the number 4 ranked points per game defense. Philly is currently 16th in points per game. And as we know, the Ravens are dead last. Awful. So it's like they haven't faced a defense who through 5 games of the year, 4 games of the year for these two teams, as performing at this rate. All the other top defenses in the NFL are teams they just haven't faced, for being honest. Houston, Denver, those are the number 1 and number 2 ranked defenses in points per game. Indianapolis is number 3. That is not the 3 teams I was expecting, number 1, 2, and 3. Denver, maybe. The rest, no. Arizona's 6th best. Minnesota's 7th. Not the teams, again, you would expect. Not teams they faced. I want them to prove that even without Rashee Rice, and I don't mean 40 points, Gold. I just want them to prove that they can move the ball, score points, so that without Rashee Rice, because they are still going to have to do that, to your point, against Detroit. Detroit's not some team you're beating 20-17. I don't care how good your defense is playing. Detroit is going to put up some points. Like, they're just going to put up some points.
I would be shocked if it was a 20-17 game next Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight, it's weird. Tonight, though,
tonight's
against Jacksonville,
not out of the question, sure.
You know, tonight, we'll give our official score, but I think, you know, if you told me the Chiefs got to 24 points, I think it's probably enough tonight based on the Chiefs defense and what the Jags have done. You know, I can't remember, our social media clip may already be out there, but I'm somewhere in that 28 range for the Chiefs. So as far as how many points I think they score tonight, just based on what we've seen for the Chiefs defense, they're in a spot now where these are not the days of where you thought, hey, because your defense is so, you know, 3 years ago, oh, you got the Chiefs better get to 28 because their defense is going to give up 26 or 28. We're long past that. You kind of over back to the sense of if the offense is good enough to get to 28, you feel like you're going to win most of these games.
Well, and Jacksonville's been a mediocre offense, so you should be able to hold them down. They've been no different really than you. And the Chiefs offense just got Xavier Worthy back, so you're supposed to be a better team. Look, Detroit scores 34.8 points per game. Not shocking. Number one in the NFL in that category. And so I just feel like I want this test tonight against a defense that can get pressure, that limits points, that's really good in the red zone, that gets sacks. They kind of do, they don't do anything, I think, in the elite level category. Like, I don't look at them and be like, that's the best pass rush in the NFL. That's the best secondary. But they also don't have any major flaws. There's no part of their defense that you're like, oh, they can't stop the run, they can't stop the pass, they're bad against deep pass, bad against... No, they're just kind of all around good. And if you're kind of all around good, that's a really good test for an offense that has at least one of their major weapons back for a week. And I understand he's questionable going into the game tonight. All the reports are that that was precautionary and that he should be good to go for the game. But
right, or these like, playing tonight, yeah.
The Ravens defense, admittedly, the one game where you saw the Chiefs light up the scoreboard, the Ravens defense looks like it's Cincinnati's from last. It looks like the worst defense in the NFL.
They are.
They look lost.
Some of it is injury, and some of it is just they don't have the entire defensive scheme that work in the way it was in the past. Like there's a limitation. Yes, injury is why it probably looks this bad.
But they were going to be bad.
They were not
going to
be a good defense with some of those guys. I mean, it's pathetic right now what's going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.